I have some friends that I grew up with from like second grade and on. Mm-hmm. They will let me know if I am stepping out of line in any way. They will not hesitate.
Hello, and welcome to Revel, a collection of Realm's comedies, dramedies, and rom-com oddities. My name is Rhoda. I'm a producer at Realm.
And my name is Kaylin, and I'm an audio producer and director here at Realm too. Together, we help make the show you're about to hear called The Co-Founder. Stay tuned after the show for commentary from us, behind-the-scenes discussion, and, you know, finding out whether or not Toby is dead. Is Toby dead?
Hope so.
Yeah.
Bye.
We'll be back after this.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high-quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, Toby's dead, I'm a murderer.
You're a self-defenser, not a murderer.
God damn it, Toby! Where are you?
Shh. No one is here, if you haven't noticed, okay? He better be dead when we find him, because if he's not, then...
Oh my god, please don't say that!
Okay, sorry, he's probably not dead. He's unkillable, like a cockroach. Jules, it's okay. We've been circling the cliff for an hour and haven't found any sign of him. And might I mention it's dark and rainy now? I mean, the flashlight on my phone can only do so much.
He's dead. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. It was an accident, Val. I ruined Wiley.
Realm presents The Co-Founder, starring Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Episode 8.
You have nothing to be sorry about. He lured us here. It's not your fault.
You don't know that for sure.
Oh yeah, what happened? Before he fell off the cliff.
Well, Toby kept pushing you. He went psycho. I mean, I could hardly recognize him. He looked crazy.
That's right. He was going to push me off that cliff. You saved me.
I didn't want to push him off the cliff. Oh my god. I'm going to jail. Cops don't care what the crime looks like if you're black. I'm black. And here I am offering a major crime on a silver platter, and I'm black.
Juliet, do not go to a dark place right now. I need you to stay focused, okay? I don't go there.
No, the cops will say that it's premeditated. They will say that he rejected my advances and it drove me insane. Or maybe they'd say nothing, you know? I'm a black woman. I'm black. And they could just let the racist justice system do the work for them, because that's what it does. It does it every time. And who the hell is that? Is that the police?
No, no. It's just my alarm. It's time for 10. Well, got anything?
For 10 at 10? Val, you can't be serious.
I'm dead serious.
What the fuck?
Okay, I heard it. I know, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. But I was just trying to... Listen, we have a company to run.
Valerie, that is the furthest thing from my mind right now. And I can't run a company from prison. Oh my God. I'm gonna die from sepsis because I won't be able to go to the bathroom in public.
You're not going to prison, okay? Because you're not going to say anything. We're in this together, and I'm sorry for not having your back before, Jules. Really, I'm sorry for everything.
I'm sorry too, Val. You were right about Toby, and I should have trusted you. Damn you, little Juliet.
And, you know, maybe you felt like someone was actually listening to you. I was taking our friendship for granted, but that ends now. We just have to get through this shitstorm. Come on, I don't think we're gonna find anything tonight. Let's just get to the parking lot and call a car, okay? Jules, what's going on in that brain of yours? Because if you're wondering if you can pull off an orange jumpsuit, the answer is no.
We need a new vision. For Wiley.
Yes. Yes, yes, it's not too late. Yes, you can do this.
No. We can do this.
Wiley 2.0?
Honestly, I don't know. I've lost count at this point on how many versions of Wiley we've had, but yeah. Yeah, that's the idea.
Are you Juliet?
Great. Let's get the hell out of here and go home. And tomorrow, let's go to work.
The next day, Val held a staff meeting to assure everyone that everything was fine. She's the fixer, remember? And the way she was gonna fix this particular problem was to lie. Lie through her fucking teeth.
And so again, everyone, I want to apologize for leaving you in the lurch. But after conversations with Juliet, Toby, and myself, we all agreed it was best for me to step back into a leadership role while Toby takes a sabbatical. I hope you all can forgive the recent shakeups while we sorted things out, but we truly believe this is the best decision for Wiley's future. Please let me know if you have any questions.
I'm like beyond relieved.
Welcome back into the madness.
Okay, if I just jump right in, because I need some stuff.
Yes, please.
The beta test for Playcube is ahead of schedule. Minerva is ready to make her debut at EAX. And I heard through sources that investors are lining up to deliver for our next round of funding. The letters IPO are being thrown around.
IPO? Wiley going public already? Oh, Kelly, you are an angel.
Well, there's one thing. Our captain quit.
Oh my God.
But I stepped in.
Oh my God!
And I've been trying to monitor our spending in anticipation of new investors and...
Let me guess, Toby drained our accounts?
No, actually. It's the exact opposite. There seem to be some irregularities and there looks to be a pattern. Like this statement. It says we received a $5,000 investment.
That can't be right. The Colfax brothers have been our only investors.
Not according to this. The stranger thing is that we spent that same amount at a place called Manaman Paper Company. I haven't seen that order anywhere. The same thing happened 3 different times, all transactions under $5,000, and at least one seems to be a shell company. If I didn't know any better, I'd say this looks like money laundering.
Money laundering?
Yeah.
Can you pull up the charge authorization forms?
Sure, they're right here.
Authorized by Toby. Of course. Kelly, can you keep this between us for now? I mean, I'll look into it, but I don't want this to set off alarm bells just yet, okay? Especially if it's just an error on Toby's part.
Sure thing. I'll leave you to it, boss.
Toby, what the hell have you gotten us into? Hello?
Am I speaking with Valerie Agarwal?
This is Valerie Agarwal. May I ask who's calling?
Hi, I'm Stacey Guggenheim with the Elliot Spink Show at WZNC. We're booking our human interest story for this week's segment. We've been hearing a lot about Wiley, and Elliot would love to have you on.
Wow, that would be great. If you could call our main line, I'm sure we can get it scheduled. Looking forward to it. Kelly! The Elliot Spink Show is going to call to book an interview with me.
Oh my God.
I know. It's just like a local news show, but it's broadcast throughout Silicon Valley. This could be a great chance to relaunch Wiley with Juliet and I back at the helm.
They're calling. Okay, on it, boss.
Thank you. Okay, yes. Got our mojo back.
Right this way, ladies. Take your seats there. Elliot is just getting a touch-up, but he'll be joining you shortly.
I'm so glad you were able to do this.
You ready to debut the brand new Wiley way?
Yes.
Good enough. I'll be by your side the whole time.
Hello!
Elliot! Very nice meeting you. Did your producer receive the topics my new assistant sent over?
We did receive them, yes. We'll try to keep it conversational, so just try to be natural.
On air in 3, 2.
Welcome back to the show. With its recent partnership with PlayCube, the gaming startup Wiley has been taking the tech world by storm. Tonight, WZNC has Wiley co-founders Juliet Coleman and Valerie Agarwal with us to talk about their revolutionary app.
It's Agarwal. Agrabah is the setting of Disney's Aladdin.
Juliet, let's start with you.
Thank you, Elliot. I'm thrilled to be able to talk about Wiley's new mission.
Before we get to that, it seems Wiley's third co-founder, Toby Johnson, is absent. Can you tell our viewers where he is?
Yeah, if you must know, Elliot, Toby is currently taking a sabbatical from Wiley. Yep, don't worry. Juliet and I are perfectly capable of representing the company ourselves.
I'm referring to the fact that his motorcycle was recently found, abandoned, on a local hiking trail. Could you inform us where your partner might be and if he's all right?
This is the first we're hearing about this. Elliot, where did you get this information?
We have a research team. Besides, Toby didn't return my producer's emails, and his phone goes right to voicemail. Do you have any answers?
We don't know where Toby is, but I hope he's okay.
Is there any reason why he would not be okay?
Running a company is stressful, and he seemed to be shouldering a lot lately, both personally and professionally, so that's why he took the sabbatical.
Personally? Can you elaborate?
Oh, I couldn't say what exactly. The last week or so, he just seemed troubled. So we pray that he's getting some needed time off. As for the motorcycle, we have no knowledge of that, but we will look into it privately. If you don't mind, Elliot, can we get back to talking about Wiley?
Do you know why he would have gone to Baritone Valley? That's where his motorcycle was found.
Baritone Valley? I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe he took a hike to relax from a stressful job.
Julia, if Toby is somewhere watching right now, what would you say to him?
Sorry, I would say sorry.
Wiley is a family, and we're here for you, Toby. We all have our struggles, no matter how strong we appear on the surface.
Wise words from the Wiley women. Thank you two so much for joining us. We'll be back with the news from TikTok and 10 ways to get more mileage out of Facebook advertising. Stay tuned.
Do you know why he would have gone to Baritone Valley? That's where his motorcycle was found.
Baritone Valley? I don't know. I've never been there. Maybe he took a hike to relax from a stressful job.
Julia, if Toby is somewhere watching right now, what would you say to him?
Sorry, I would say sorry.
Wiley is a family, and we're here for you, Toby.
1,500 retweets and counting.
Jules, you're spiraling. It'll be okay. You're making it a bigger deal than it is.
Hashtag where is Toby is already trending. Clips of his interviews are in people's Instagram reels. How long until there's a dedicated dance celebrating Toby's life?
Listen, people are just wondering where he is. Nobody is saying anything about his disappearance being suspicious.
But somebody found Toby's motorcycle, Valerie. It won't be long before the police are involved or a true crime podcaster. If they aren't already.
I mean, what do you want to do? Turn yourself in?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm a bad person.
You're not a bad person, Juliet.
Is that supposed to make me feel better?
Jules, go upstairs, shower. Put away your phone. You'll feel better. I'm going back to the office to do damage control if needed. And next week, we are going to blow everyone away at EAX. We're going to IPO, and you're not going to think about this again. Now go.
Fine.
Hey everybody, it's Kaylin at Revel, and I want to tell you about Green Chef. With curated market items to support clean eating, Green Chef is convenient and healthy. They use fresh, organic foods, as well as 100% sustainably sourced seafood and antibiotic and hormone-free chicken. And they have vegan and keto and lots of other options for you too. Green Chef can help you save time in the kitchen with dinners that take 30 minutes and lunches that take 10. I love Green Chef because it takes the guesswork out of eating healthy, so I can focus on other things that I really care about, like going to the park with my dog or playing music. So if you want to free up more time to do things that you love, go to greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months. That's greenchef.com/revel50 to get 50% off plus 20% off the next 2 months.
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Grandma D? Sorry, I know it's late there. How are you?
baby, I'm fine. I might fall asleep on you, but I'm always happy to hear from you. What's the matter?
I'm stressed about work, and I need some advice.
What about, sweetheart? You're doing so well.
Well, let's say you did something bad by accident, and nobody knew about it.
You've got to do the right thing, baby. And in your heart, you know what that is. The longer you let it sit, the more it'll grow and consume you.
Yeah, you're right. I can't sit with this guilt. Even if it ends Wiley or sends me to prison, then I just...
Oh, hold on. If it does what now?
If it gets out, I think the police might...
Lie! Do you understand? Lie like a damn dog.
You said it was important to set things right.
Not if it's gonna fuck up your money and send you to jail.
Grandma!
Look, I don't know what you did and I don't care. Do not mess up your business or yourself, honey. Lie, you hear me? I'm gonna go now because I don't want to hear any more of this nonsense.
Wait.
You're not gonna implicate me, Valerie, or yourself. Enough now. Be smart about this, honey.
So much for closure and clarity. Hello?
Hi, Julia Coleman. This is Officer Sean McMillan from the SFPD. Do you have a minute? We need to talk.
This part's gonna feel familiar. Val, with her staff lying her ass off to do some more damage control, etc., etc. She's still in fix-it mode. But little did she know, a new player has entered the game. This is where you meet the biggest baddie of all. The Russian behind all the money laundering? It's, Woo! It's so random. You're gonna lose your mind.
So, I'm sure most of you have seen the Elliot Spink interview by now. I just wanted to clear the air and say that, yes, Toby's motorcycle was found on that trail, but it's most likely part of his sabbatical to get off the grid, which is also why his phone is turned off. The authorities will be involved, of course, but I have no doubt Toby will show up soon. In the meantime, why don't you all take tomorrow off to celebrate your hard work for the EAX presentation? Hi, excuse me. This is my office. How did you...
Sup, Val?
And you are...
Ah, that's hilarious.
No, I literally have no idea who you are.
Don't I bear a striking resemblance to a certain pro skater? Don't I sound like...
A guy from Southern California?
Toby's
obnoxious friend?
Tony Hawk. I'm Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk? I thought you looked kind of very vaguely familiar.
Well, I wanted to introduce myself in person. Actually, reintroduce myself. Anthony Hawk. I'm rebranding.
Okay, but...
Former pro skater, current tech entrepreneur, forever visionary, investor at large.
Wow, rolls right off the tongue. And why are you here?
Because we'll be working together now that our colleague is absent.
Wait, pause. You're the Birdman?
Yeah, that's me.
You're Toby's Russian gangster.
Nope. Anthony Hawk.
Oh, God. That himbo really was practicing for Uncle Vanya.
Regardless, you gotta give him credit. He brought me on as a partner because he understood my vision for Wiley.
Your vision?
I'm glad you asked. See, Valpal, I spent a lot of my life on platforms. You might say I'm a platform expert.
I would not say that, but okay.
And I got to thinking, what if I had another kind of platform? What if I had the world's biggest platform, a digital platform that stretched around the world. Would people recognize me then?
That's real out of the box thinking. But that doesn't make you a partner, and it doesn't really have anything to do with Wiley.
Huh. Well, it pains me to hear that, Val. Because, see, Toby brought me in as an investor. He made me promises. And it is not chill to break promises.
Okay, unfortunately, any partnerships Toby developed are null and void in his absence. Maybe once we get celebrity sponsorships up and running, we can do a spot on Instagram.
I'm afraid you're not seeing the vision.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to trip over your enormous skate shoes on the way out. I'm calling security.
Wow, bad vibes, Valpal. Do you see this key card?
Did Toby give you that?
Being a tech entrepreneur and visionary...
Oh, God.
It won't surprise you to learn that I'm an early investor in Hustle Hub, too. Who do you think hooked Toby up with this sweet office space? I can access the Wiley offices anytime I want.
Big deal. Tony Hawk has a key card, everyone. Well, you can take that key card and shove it up your...
I have more than a key card, Valpal. I have all the deets on Wiley's funding, including some shady investments, which would definitely not get traced back to me.
I didn't know about any of that.
Just like you didn't know anything about Toby's disappearance? Have you ever wondered how I, Tony Hawk, five-time Kids Choice Award winner, can still land a 900 on a vert like it's 1999?
Literally never.
Because I crush my enemies.
I see.
Good vibes only. I'll be seeing you on the flip side. Or else. Ha! Okay, Anthony out.
Holy fuck.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Revel. This is episode 8, and I am Kaylin West. I am an audio producer here at Realm, and I am here with my coworker and friend, Rhoda, to talk to you about what the heck just happened.
Hello, everyone. I know Tony Hawk, Anthony Hawk.
Anthony Hawk.
He's rebranding.
Yes, Anthony Hawk has showed up as the big baddie. I mean, intimidating Val in her office. I mean, who would have thunk it?
This was such a thrill. Right? To write for Tony Hawk, you know, to be able to craft a script for him that was the most ridiculous, hyperbolic, villainous kind of version, alternate reality of himself. I mean, I'm from Southern California. Tony Hawk's from San Diego, and he is just the most wholesome kind of down, like, chill SoCal vibes guy, and and also has some tech investments, you know.
Yeah.
What I mean, early investor in Bitcoin and some other things, and so it was just like a really, really fun personality of mine. And yeah, tell us what it was like being in the studio with him. He was just so game to, well, like, work with the script, you
yeah
know?
I mean, this is kind of the reason why, like, Tony Hawk works as a bad guy is just because he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
And, like, I just want to say that. Like, it's because he is, like, genuinely nice, genuinely down to earth, like, is just a nice person, that him being the tech bad guy who is trying to swoop in, take this company and turn it into something else because he is selfish or self-serving is hilarious, because he's just not. Trying to direct somebody to be themselves but a parody of themselves is a very touchy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are making fun of themselves.
Sure.
To a certain extent, right? And, like, he also knows that and has had, you know, experience doing voiceover, and he has done Tony Hawk as Tony Hawk before. But there were some things in the script that when we were going through it, you know, I was like, hey, what would you say this? You know, or, like, what do you think about this line? Or would someone who has your level of understanding of skating think that?
Yeah.
You know, like, because I don't. Right. Yeah. And so we did end up changing some of the tricks in the
yeah
script. We ended up changing some of the music references in the script. He wanted to mention Devo,
mm-hmm,
you know, stuff like that, where it's like just to make it more in his voice,
yeah,
you know. And I just really upfront when we started, you know, wanted him to know that, like, this is supposed to be good natured and fun, and anything you want to change, like, we're game to change.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of, like, changing and molding it to what he thought was funny, what he would say, what a skater would say,
yeah,
you know, and that was actually really fun. And he was just really nice.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah,
I think it's, like, a kind of the highest compliment, honestly, when you get talent in the studio and they want to craft it so that it's, like, kind of better and more authentic.
Yeah.
So
totally.
How fun. I mean, yeah, basically it, working with the writers on his storyline. It was a real love letter.
You
to
also
Tony
worked
Hawk.
With Pia Wilson on this, right?
I worked with Pia and I worked with Alexa Wetchko.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there were a lot of lines that we just kind of laughed about for a really long time trying to craft.
Yep.
And so I think that he just felt like the really right fit for it. And we had tried to drop in a reference earlier. In an earlier episode where Toby calls him the Birdman. You
know? Right. Like a little Easter egg.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I think that him playing off of Valerie in the scene where he first shows up is, you know, Sunita's incredible too.
Like right.
Her kind of like confusion and disdain for it.
I know. And it's so funny because, you know, these other characters, a lot of times, so when you're directing too, you know, you read opposite your character. So you have to give them something to play off of, right? Mm-hmm. And with this particular actor, which is Tony Hawk, having to insult Tony Hawk to his face is like so difficult mm-hmm. because, you know, you're playing the part, you know, and it's fine. But like me, myself, as Kaylin, the director, insult Tony Hawk was a trip, honestly. And this was kind of during a lot of remote recording sessions, too. So I was directing him from home. So like behind me was like my partner's cat, mm-hmm. you know, sitting on like the desk, like
judging,
just like sleeping. And I'm like, the cat has no idea that Tony Hawk, legendary pro skater, is on the computer right now looking at my cat, right? The cat doesn't know Tony Hawk, but I'm like, the cat met Tony Hawk today, right?
Anthony Hawk.
Sorry, Anthony Hawk. His lawyers are very... No, but it was great. He was so game, and it was just such a fun thing. And what an insane reveal, you know? Truly.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, the reveal feels satisfying to me because Toby wasn't going to mastermind anything, you know? Toby?
Yeah.
Whoever we thought the mobster was going to be, the fact that it's just like not even a mobster.
Right.
But
he really was practicing for Uncle Vanya. With the Russian, the poor, bad Russian that he was trying to learn. Oh, man.
In this episode, too, I also, another kind of beat that I really loved is that we get to meet Grandma D again.
Mm-hmm.
And we met her earlier when Juliet kind of needed to check in, get some advice, you know, calm down a little bit. And Grandma D kind of still brings that same maternal, like, soothing energy and then kind of just flips on her when Juliet starts talking about turning herself in and, like, getting arrested and the money. And I think that, like, the turn of events and, like, Grandma D's, like, it's just, like, kind of, it's the most sense anyone has made in this whole show.
It's true. People keeping it real is, like, great.
Do you have someone in your life who will just like who will tell you the truth like all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to keep people like that around you. I have some friends that I grew up with from like second grade and on.
Mm-hmm.
They will let me know if I am stepping out of line in any way. They will not hesitate, you know. And it's fine because like we keep each other honest. You know, it's good to have friends like that.
Yeah, and there's something to be said about, you know, because you said it's like friends from second grade,
right?
It's like that longevity. There's a trust cultivated over that many years, of course, but it's like they have seen you through so many iterations of yourself.
That's
that
true.
They're kind of always going to be around, hopefully, right?
Yeah, it feels like family.
Yeah.
Like my Grandma D, right?
Yeah.
Known me from a very small age. What about you? Do you have people like that for you?
Yeah, my sister.
Awesome.
My older sister will, you know, she really goes to, I think it pains her to keep her mouth shut sometimes, you know, but does really try her best. But if you give her an opening, then it's like floodgates, you know, and then you're going to know
everything. She will
tell
you what she thinks.
Yeah. And like, you know, sometimes I appreciate that. I think my sister is really good at kind of, even when she vents, right? Like she'll put a boundary on it. Just be like, I just need to vent. I don't.
Yeah.
Need you to weigh in.
Qualify and I'm
like,
it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, that's great because like I will, if somebody vents to me, I will go into problem solving mode. And
yeah, me too.
That will annoy the fuck out of somebody if they're just like, I just wanted you to like be here and listen to me and like kind of empathize, which I can also do, you know? And so, that kind of communication is key. And sometimes, you know, and Grandma D was picking up on the fact that like Juliet needed a firmer hand.
True.
And that's really, really important too. I'm thankful for the Grandma D's and everyone like her.
Me too. Sometimes we all need a Grandma D.
Mm-hmm. Let's do it. Will you be my Grandma D?
Absolutely, Rhoda.
Okay. Let's do it.
Thank you so much for chatting again.
Yeah,
Tony Hawk
you.
Is here to stay. We're getting into our finale the next time we see everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Revel, and we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to rate, review, and share it with your friends. You can listen ad-free by joining Realm Unlimited at realm.fm or Realm Plus on Apple Podcasts. You can also find more shows like this one by following Realm on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or at realm.fm.
Revel is produced by Nicole Kreuter and Kaylin West. Associate produced by Devin Shepard. Executive produced by Molly Barton and Julian Yap. Audio editing by Kaylin West and Sam Bagala. Theme music by Hashem Asadollahi. Featuring performances by Hashem Asadollahi, Josiah Lamb, Alan Ferber, and Mike Forzano. Theme music mixed by Justin Morell. Cover art by Jenny Cheng. This season of Revel is hosted by Rhoda Baeza and Kaylin West. You're listening to Revel, the co-founder. Created and produced by Realm, your portal to another world. Listen away.
Hello, dear stranger. I'd like to introduce you to something new, or perhaps something very, very old. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine is a horror fantasy medical mystery following the titular monk turned traveling medical investigator. Follow Radolf as he navigates a nightmare world in which viruses are gods and the human race are not their favored children. Steeped in history and an aesthetic that can only be described as a combination of occult academia and laboratory Judaica, the Heresies of Radolf Burntwine have been described as Umberto Eco meets H.P. Lovecraft. For more information, check out the Patreon at thorb.info. But take care, dear stranger, for some truths are best left unknown.
The Co-Founder is executive produced by and stars Alexandra Shipp and Sunita Mani. Written by Alexis Wilkinson, Alexa Waco, and Mimi Mondal. Produced by Rhoda Baeza, Kaylin West, and Haley Wagreich. Directed by Kaylin West. Executive produced by Molly Barton, Marcy Wiseman, and Julian Yap. Associate produced by Michael Coulter. Starring Alexandra Shipp, Sunita Mani, Tony Hawk, Ryan Vincent Anderson, Bartley Booz, Cecily Louise Bro, Vishesh Chhatra, Will Dow, Trey Hall, Angel Harper, Kavi Ladnier, Leon Mandel, Samia Mounts, Jillian Monsaic, Tanya Posick, and Loa Valdez. Additional voices by the cast. Audio editing and sound design by Marissa Ewing and Melissa Pons of Hemlock Creek Productions. Supervising sound design by Rory O'Shea. Original theme and transition music by Phoebe Danskin. Music supervision by Amy Parker. Production manager Alexis Latshaw. Casting by Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Cover art by Kendall Thomas. Executive in charge for Realm, Mary Asadollahi. Special thanks to Pia Wilson.